Hey, welcome to the Gasoli Podcast this week on a great Sunday episode. Let's go start with Raw. Yeah, this Raw's really good. Raw. Did a Cardinal chance? Sami Zayn made his first defense Monday night. Tom Montreal defending against the Mad Parents to defeat Gunther WrestleMania 40, Chad Gable. The high stakes match between the most skilled ring performers and WWE headliner Carter to build up to Backlash on Saturday, May 4th in Lyon, France. One went down, Zayn able to retain the title, Starline Twister and Cafe fans. Captivate fans, so let's find out. You know, the match cards, the main event are kind of title, Simon Abrams, Cat Gable, Uso vs. Balor, Carter Chains vs. Justin Vivin, Niall Next vs. Kendra Ray, Hartwell, Andrade vs. Dominique. We go to the latest in the rivalry between Morgan and Ripley, the return of Sheamus, the latest from the Night of Nightmare. Ripley kicked off the Women's World Champ. Ripley kicked off Money Right despite not due to right shoulder injury. She'll be out of action for Sin Bucha, must vacate her title. She got revenge coming back. Promise to come back in time. Anyone in her path, she will end for Montreal President Morgan Crested path. Morgan did, but security separate the stars at this segment. This is a massive disappointment for women's division, where Ripley had reigned over a year. There was someone who stepped up for and threatened eyes shine even, but Ripley was legitimate star brooded her ability to carry an entire premium live promotion on her last February. This ready made feud with Morgan be fun, but the kindling moment momentum Ripley had on her side. It's all to have the evil Triple H and the creative team. Backstage, the new priest comes keep Dungeon Day strong and eye on Dominic Mysterio from Miami. Sheamus vs. Ivar. Sheamus made his return since X15 when he rested Edge. Final match. Tactic was a battle of big man Ivar at record rate. Singles competition. The Irish Bar competitor matches Ivar with Scott Pruitt and not lost a step. Goes. A game ever great team when it was under 6 minutes and a subsequent pair challenged Obot, Fempanax, each for Nurk and Tile. But ultimately found himself receiving a kneecap for the win. Shane got back in winning ways. The Celtic Warriors should be in the mix for the Intercontinental Championship from Richard's brim with talent. Shane's to be Ivar. Shane's return with a theme written in my face theme that debuted in 2009, so this is good. Tag team championship presentation and tag team titles on contendership match. Triple H and Pierce produce Archie Mays as the world tag team champions and present them with the world branding title. It was also an opportunity to hammer home the deal of a new era in WWE while doing away towards those former tag title belts. The segment segues into a triple threat match between the Creed Brothers, the New Day, and DIY. When a management of a pool of stars include Julius Bruce Creed, Ivory Woods, Cooper Kingston, Chompa, Gargoyles, Scarlet Fighting Party match, the actress stunts out the fun, spots are fun, creative, the right team went over DIY or shot against Awesome Truth. DIY defeated New Day and Creed Brothers. Truth confused Triple H with Chompa a bit. Triple H needs to get Julius Creed being with top guys so he can learn and evolve because he tends to show him fascists. Max Free and Ivalina vs. Indy Hartwell and Cass Relay. Indy Hartwell braces Dark Side events by performance of Monday. She team went already to defeat Max Free and New Vile. Hartwell did resist the urge to do his part on the hand scoring a win on Dupree. He also was ridiculed by Laredo X Weekly to show not doing what was necessary to score to win. She commended Trey Guy in the air. Hartwell changed just enough to win, judging the look on her face like a feeling. See how much the changes are well played for, but there's room for her, Laredo, going around on top tier women's tag team contenders, if not champions. Hartwell and Laredo defeated Nyla and Dupree. Pat McAfee commented or something. Seeing Hartwell in the church reminds me, where is Dexter Lumis? Andrade vs. Dominic Mysterio. Andrade partner Mysterio at the basketball. Dominic said, Destiny 40. Maniac Aihito battle Dominic on 1. still took advantage of the economic break. Efforts, thanks to Gene McDuckett, the resilient, third generation, petrified bat. 10% scoring to win with a twisting hemlock DT in a position match. Clue, Ricochet hit a ring, chasing heels off. It was the worst usage of Ricochet in training as Lucas Allies against Jumping Day, especially with Draft Horizon. It keep them busy on TV until Triple H could figure out what this episode wanted to be and do this coming months, so it's be it. The match is to be fun, at least. Andrade defeated Mysterio. The Country Destroyer in apron called. The creative regime loves to do it. Makes the story together for everyone involved. Hitting card, Katana Chance versus Piper Niven and Chelsea Green. Chelsea Gwynn are returning to Canada's week. Partner Niven to defeat Carter and Katana Chance. First with for Green was like an eternity possible totally because of her more powerful partner Niven. The match was fine, showcased the tattoo to his most sensitive Green and Niven. The Hill Champions, Kabuki Warriors, it may appear the two heel teams going over quite tonight in question of decision. It's only a matter of time before Gargell and Monica Bella take the titles and build challenges for another priority. Green Niven to beat Carter Chance and Carter. There is hope that they're going to be first effort into the women's tag team division. Cody Rhodes addressed the WWE Universe. Undisputed champ Rhodes entered the ring in a definite ovation, wasting a little time thanking freaking Rollins, turning attention to The Rock and the Bloodline. He said he believed the Five Boss is more than one match and continued to use the idea of them battling in the future. He questioned why who really called for Tama to attack Jimmy Uso on SmackDown when Roman Reigns challenged him and they were already around to do it. The American Nightmare called out Jimmy Uso and thanked him for helping WrestleMania. He asked the favor to turn the favor, but Uso said he needs to do it himself. Not where's my newsworthy promo, but it was another opportunity for Top Shot to get in front of fans, planning to see the top stars involved with the Bloodline. It's bullshit, yeet. Man, honestly, yeah. No, we go straight to, yeah. Yeah, that was something. There he goes, my notes. Oh, we go to Jay Uso versus Balor. Preparations about Jim Priest. Boost of Balor singles competitor. Jimmy Balor jumped Uso with a belt into a baby face to face while back from his nuts early. Right. Balor assists the comeback. Gordon comes with a great finishing Balor Uso for the win. Post match beatdown. So Uso fought Bray. Took Priest to Dominic. Mysterio Jane dug it down. For standing tall and massive WWE fans. This is a solid match of Uso and Balor can challenge all the champion cronies. Able to withstand defeat. Creative standpoint. Uso is the best option to challenge Priest for the title point. So yeah, Uso defeated Balor. The main event. Sami Zayn retained the Intercontinental Champion main event of Raw or hot match that gave a to the unbeatable year. Under find some miss. Yeah. Oh yeah. The competitor Zayn enlisted their opponent to be the champion. Tan Tiger while in battle died post match breast of his wife. The heel turn was something most fast coming, nothing else given something to see. Serious Finn Gable revolution main pouch. That beat them took place in Montreal. The Zayn anger, hometown fans and the friends made it better. Zayn defeated Gable to retain the title. Zayn developed a legit main event, talent WWE, thanks to large ability to tell a story, looking into his name, greatest of all time, conservation. My thoughts for this week's episode of Raw was a continued implementation of the era in WWE. We saw physical ties induced, turn to Shane, the continuation of his key storyline, the unfortunate news at the top of the show, very rapidly added further gravity to the show. And into newer episodes of the tag titles, here's what to come in storyline to but it's in the Bloodline, you're gonna show the fun main event to prove it. So yeah. Yeah, basically Raw. Alright, let's go to the wrestling news. Tony Khan says competition between the companies for Rise and overall property. popularity. Forget the rocks, like Cody Caulfield's AEW responsible for wrestling being cool again. AEW president spoke with Anywhere interviewed, so a competition for wrestling coming. Here's a popular business. He talks about popularity, wrestling, various stuff, you know. That's Tony Khan thing. Yeah, he talks with his mouth full, but that's who he is. Yes. Yeah. Yeah. So, yeah, that's what Tony Khan is. Dustin Rhodes says he may need to undergo back surgery in the future. It's another news. Rose was a quest for a catch of women's champ. She never lost. Her time with a single her circle is not being a complete loader. Apparently, she's refused back surgery during her hiatus. Rosa says she didn't think the surgery would be possible in the future. Two things have to happen at the same time. She talks about her injuries and stuff, you know, and how, she mostly talks about her injuries, though. Yeah, so it makes sense. So you have to pick and choose and stuff, so yeah. Alright, one more thing. Tony Khan asked about WWE's interest in working on the promotions. It's interesting thoughts. He talks about it. Tony Khan was in contact about the reunion for Appearance of S.H.I.E.L.D. and the match to XL Sunday. He has seen it against the Cesaro in the future. He was stated WWE interested in working on other promotions, not that WWE arena early explored during a man's 4+ decade ship. Already present on where the challenge approach is interesting, not it depends on circumstances. Tokyo's also published past such as a lot of AEW crowd talents. It's Paul White Jargo submit videos for episode of Raw, Stern Johnson's Reverse Wrestling, as Billy Gunn past Duxton McD Generation X. So, yeah. Based on that. Yeah, so it is what it is. So let's go straight. All right, now we go straight to Dynamite. All right, let's get to Dynamite. This week's Dynamite, the final Dynamite for Sunday's Dynasty pay per view. So here you booked another wrestling segment. So hype the pay per view. Here's the lineup. We hype up a Wednesday show. Will Ospreay versus Kota Castagnoli. Well, Nightingale and Copeland versus Julia Hart, Brody King, the Elite versus Pac, Penta and Danny Garcia, the Enterprise versus Maria May, Wheelhead from Jerry Joe, Swerve Strickland, Winston A, and John Moxley. To set up a meeting between Hook and Jericho. Let's check what happened this week with Dynamite. Moxley is promo, Copeland, Nightingale versus Hart and King. Moxley kicked off the streak, bringing the AWGP World title to the ring. That's all they played in the ring. He told a story about winning those first titles in the wrestling 1 year ago in the city, and has been held battle ever since. Spoke about having Hart working for AEW and the Chaos fan called Chaos of Creep, saying he's feeding his clients lies. Went from the Chaos fan to come at fighting him and challenge Wolves Hobbs to a match. This was honestly a good promo, helped the show with some energy. Mox is beloved by AEW fans, but it seems something just as popular. We got a quick backstage promo from Insane about being attacked in the dark, putting the dark women's division on notice. Copeland came to the ring. We saw a shot backstage of Will being looked at their attack. The lights went out. King attacked Copeland from behind. Hart watched Sean respond to King Destiny as a team champion. The match ended starting. Copeland already hurt himself as the show ended up break. Turned on Copeland being again showed some light. They made our start beginning a little momentum, Sarah Clothesline, single for Spear got in position. King turns Diana Larry, Will and main to the ringside. The tag for King, they did not cross body, a cannonball. Hart knocked her out of the chair, wrapped chain wrapped around her hand, got the wheel register into submission. realized Willow was knocked out. The save was predictable, but it finished with a good way to protect Hart instead of Nightingale's underdogs by advantage. Mercedes Renee came on the chair, drove H.O.B. away. The chair shook Copeland's hand, but she and Will did not seem happy to see each other. This was a decent mixed tag match. There's three different storylines at once. Her and Copeland, Hurt and King defeated Willow and Heppelin and Copeland. Monster was challenged at the crowd entering. Monster pretty good at raw speeches. Hurt got so good at special expressions and line language made your character believable. The Elite versus Penta, Pac, and Dan Garcia. The Bucks and Okada teamed up to take on Penta, Pac, Garcia, and a trio's bout this week. So, FTR's reference for the match Bucks in the backstage segment, Okada is still wearing a Pac. Couple of dicey matches were had there once. The Bucks tap back behind while Okada went after Garcia, Penta on her apron. Bastard quickly recovered and uploaded some mass kicks. Mike taunts his opponents, but on the match, he saw Garcia around taking out the Bucks. Pac and Okada came face to face and began training strikes. This was fun dreams about. With some humor mixed into high energy, I should also have a predictable feel safe some way. And a retired, we could tell nobody when they risk for a take review this weekend, so might be so. Elite one, but continue to take back everyone. Through the ladder, they put Garcia into the ladder for spread for Pac Sato and a bell hammer. The Elite defeated Pac, CM Penta. Young Bucks cut a video package for FTR was kind of funny. It's good to see Pac and he had a lot of maybe hot takes just for different reasons. He seems healthy, has been appearing regularly. Penta Pac worked well together, but it was good to agree. And when he faces back, Matt pleaded for Garcia to put him down. It's hilarious too. So apologize to you filming them angle of fire so you won't see how far the victim's head from the mat is from. Again, Tombstone apologize should be filmed at an angle. Sorry, you can't see how far the victim's head is on the mat. Jericho upsets Hook. Murder and Mayhem versus Darren Prazo. Jericho ties were out first, but Hook Mayhem's waiting for the meeting. The crowd booed. Jericho tried to talk to Hook. She'll need to listen to him. Hook replies simply no. When Jericho tried to con Jericho down, he was shut down. Jericho kept ranting at Hook. Jericho ended up showing Chaz with anger. His son Hook grabbed Jericho to the corner and said he would show him good in his any time. From earlier in the game, I was writing this could lead to a match being added to Dynasty this week. Most of the segment was enough for a soft side moment. It was tricky enough to keep some people invested. Honestly. Tony saw Luther coming to May to the ring for a broad intricate Peraza. They locked up May back to the corner for a long strike. Peraza could have covered Russell May down to retreat. Stern sneezed May for a jungle dropkick. Helped to get the upper hand. And two matches started with it. Typical to the next bout. Drifted away. May and Peraza worked the match against solo with crowds. May have been a little better. But the match. Time for Clinton State. They just similar. Peraza won. And Rose made the same after Stern May continued her attack to her. The Peraza almost got into a fight, but Rosa still has Storm and Santa covering her face with lipstick. Peraza defeated May. Hook told Jericho he got his ring is great. Peraza's entrance because gear took a moment to get off, so it was kind of elaborate. Peraza hit hard when she knocked David from the top row. May's powerbomb counter did not go as planned. Orange Cassidy versus Shane Taylor. Aaron Cassidy and Shane Taylor could be this week. Lee Murray and Anthony Edwards was there, but OC was flying solo. He fit his hand in pocket, did his usual thing. So Taylor caught him and hit a hanging stunner. Murray interferes with Reverend Strat to give his teammate a bigger advantage. This was usual. You see, man, he was dominating for a long time, clearly. It was ready for comeback. It's the power of the crowd. He had played a great opponent, basically overpowered. In her own way, Cassidy in her own way, after a few close calls, Cassidy went with an urge punch, STP, Cassidy at a hard angle, knocked him down with one shot to the body. Chaparetta ended up stopping Sidak as the dance for helping LC. This is a pretty forgettable match, but a layaway is fair. Sees Beretta's feud effectively. Cassidy defeated Taylor. We got separate promos for the Clay Bull Cup Gold. We'll see the Capita Unified Unification match at Dynasty's pre-show. Taylor trash chest talk is second to none. Claudio versus Ospreay. Cassidy split out of gates. Now for two counts. As soon as the match started, Arrow Assassin Knight hit a hurricane. Bowles called him and hit a backbreaker. Two of AEW's most versatile performers for different reasons. Both guys can quickly strong. Cassidy, but Ospreay has superhuman agility. Cannonelli has superhuman strength. It's highly competitive and strange. Even a big paper here on Sunday, never felt Ospreay's play safe. Final out of the top. Ospreay winning the match. Fastest way at the show. Hobbs, Fletcher, calls to attack Cassidy, but Ospreay took a little confusion. And Mox bribed the crowd and ran away for Hobbs. Ospreay yelled at Cassidy for starting off while Mox and Cassidy stood tall. Ospreay defeated Cassidy. Ospreay looked at an entrance declaring having a ball. Cassidy better use his normal ringside manager. Cassidy kicked out a hurricane looked like great. Ospreay allowed the kid kicked out. It looked like a real struggle to kick out. I don't know thoughts to speak. Strictly camera right of the show was usually out the air, but TJ aired him calling on Joe for a fight. Champ right for a ball, issue, Joe hit a bustle buster during exchange, and the show holding up his title. Being the final diamond for Sunday's pay-per-view, this show pushed several feuds. The feature actually good enough the fans' attendance feel satisfied with the tickets they bought. None of the matches were bad in a way, but it only went closest to the right reason when the main event. Ospreay Castle on Runners Generate Talents. You got to see a fan writing a random match on TV show. Somehow feel more important than usual. If you know, I ended Ospreay being the one to match on the weekend, but everyone in Bell was entertaining and could. Dynasty had a lot of kill. Delivery, a great pay per view. Let's hope we get surprises on Sunday, making first edition of main event memorable this week. Yeah. This was Dynamite Review. So. All right, let's get to Ring of Honor. Again, the match cards. All right, the match card. World Champion Bert Briscoe versus Gack Harris. Ring rounds match. The Bandit versus Allison Kane. Johns versus J. Drake. Kamara versus Bruce Morales. Lady Frost versus Marty Bell. Brian Keith versus Aaron Sola. Valkyrie Gray and Diana versus Hirsch. Hang Trish Dora. Lance Archer Righteous versus John Cruz. Seven True and Chambers. Third quarter is John Silver, Uno versus Frank Molano and Zach Patterson. Ring of Honor World Champion House, the show promised a big show. The show started with Bert Briscoe addressing his opponents in AEW Dynasty, the House of Black. He warned to be very afraid, very, very afraid. Brian Keith defeated Aaron Solo. Keith, now my new favorite wrestler, entered a revelation from the crowd. Both Solo and Keith technical support match the test. Solo control early on, Keith managed to take the back momentum with standing solid suplex. Solo line strategy will take away Keith's skills, coloring outside, running Keith to the ring steps. Keith tried to keep Solo off his feet, big child strength, Solo speed was fastest, leaving Keith scrambling between moving, big contact though. Keith was able to dominate with both some T-bone slams and punching forearms. Keith tried to finish things with Emerald Tiger Draft, with Solo wheeled the ring on a free land T-bone on his own. Stunned Solo with flying, big flying headbutt. Then Flander flipping stunner to get the victory. So yeah, Brian Keith won. Lance Archer and the Righteous defeated some jobbers. Vince and Dutch had teamed up with Archer for a while. That's been a good show. Archer is still tall and root. As much to beat him, Dutch tagging, turning to assault. This Roger the Righteous, Archer. Tags her shots. They put a squash on Archer and a blackout with Lados. About it. Cruz and Henry enter the match officially. Mark Stunner appeared by VTake segment promoting the Beaver athletes. Drew a commercial for German, then a pro wrestling, but an appropriate group spotlighting Tainese, Cena, backstage promo when Sterling, banging by his team prowess. DeVar was Neil's niece, said silently against Sterling, a rant, head coach, Preston Caulfield. He promised that the witness of a card was face one with a plan, face two starts tonight. Lee Johnson defeated Jay Drake. Drake did not only want to be fast, he combined with Johnson's both sides. Killer match. Johnson lost to T.J. Fletcher. McCartney looking to get bounced back against Drake. Drake started fast with Brian Johnson, feeling his opponent.
Rick was faster than he looked. He was able to kind of just attempt and quicken the pace. Jones tried to kick up for the bicycle 3 times, so in fact, Ian's Rick was questioned. But of switching gears, Jones tried to hard strike at the big man's feet. Little sense, Drake laid back. Jones comes down for power moves. Drake may earn power switches for a sign buster. Without yet, Johnson dropped Drake up top with his sunset bomb and a frost splash to get the hardwood victory. Abandoned versus Allison Kate. Abandoned screaming into the ring to reinforce from the crowd. Got nervous and the crowd's man. Frank could win. Abandoned tried to bite Kate off the top rope. Kate was able to dodge, but Abandoned on the ground. A big kick. Clubber count. Kate has size, but it was enough to keep Abandoned down. Abandoned changed momentum match. Bildo. Abandoned hit Della out of nowhere, just like the wing was hers. The infantry, Sean Dean Bravo, defeated the Iron Surges. Boulder with Jameson. Chris Sawson had 3 babies. The Salvage entered first round, saying Salas and Chanel Charles, the audience could handle. The infantry was next with LaSauce. The infantry with a bit of DM match with Lars versus the Meaty, some meat men. It's appeared that Boulder and Bravo was right. He turned the ring. Bronson and Boulder actually kept finding themselves unable to keep beat penetry and kept duck outside the group. Sasha and Avery left James and LeBron caught a massive slam. Sasha just can't control. Jameson. He get up the ring apron and hurts part of the ring to cause stretching. Dean responded and bear slam under the boulder on the outside. Boulder decided to isolate the infantry, able to double team a big boot camp and take the victory. As the match, the athletes ran to the ring, beginning a 3-on-2 beatdown on DM Bravo. Suddenly, Castle Music hit and Riley eating yards. Not only but Mark Briscoe, John Bolt to the ring, on off the pure athletes to this class delight. Lee Hirsch for Hogan Dora defeated Valkyrie Gray and Diamond. During the show, next year, interviewed Valkyrie Bristage. There asked Valkyrie where John T was. Valkyrie, he was red happy his abs, so he could look weight. Made his best today. Carried away the T-Fan in a trios match. In a four-man match for Who's Who Women's Division. Valkyrie started as for a team against Hogan. Pepper and other hearts, right? On a red rope, middle rope. Diamond attacked on a corner. So I said Hogan. Hurst got a ring. Trade lost Diamond. Either tricked tag or the momentum drop. Draws some UFC-style fist. Raised it as a piece. Double team on the door. Match faster. Tag on a few minutes each woman. Valkyrie hit by Hogan's energy dive. Regular ring. Hogan landed a big slip on Gray to win. Watch. Beast Mode. Hard is. If he didn't call out, the match won the war. It's a better thing, not a big honor, but it's just a one. Close. Advantage of Marauders. I don't know. There's no I. I don't want people. We were trying to get early on. I kind of let the hand bounce off. Some angels that made people up. But as far as the most part, big army couldn't deliver. Alright. Connor had a side advantage of Maris. Maris being a little beast, help the odds. Tried to get things moving around, but because of the all man bounce on Maris. Keep him out of Maris' hand for the most part, but big man couldn't have a huge lariat. Corona looked in quick, but Morris wiggle free, cause some quick kicks. Corona drop kicked his feet, and he took off his feet. Morris said a drop kick top rope for good measure. Morris ended up getting the win for the other side over. Showed Moonsault and Corona off for the pin. Later, next thing I tried to interview Corona. This was interrupted by Jacob Watts, who said, rushing at the substance, working on recruiting Colorado. Alright, Lady Frost defeated Marty Bell. Frost aced Bella out of jump rope, using the cobra on his shoulders, continuing as Frost did not preach some power pony from Bella, put her in a headlock. Bella fought back, jumped by Frost, side. Bella was actually in a close match, Frost softened, kept back, freezing Bella in the tracks. Bella continued showing up a crowd, trailed in the corner. G back, Frost began turning on heat, which was a good thing for her, kicking, tossing Bella to the quarter. Snowbomb. Frost connected with an ice cold kick, landed a temperature drop in the putty Bell on ice. Dark Order, John Silver, Uno defeated Frank Milano and Jack Patterson. Fair Uno, who set up his mom, Chief Shot during the Code of Honor. Uno saw evil and his mate lineup a threat. Uno controlled the action, Silver attacking Pope. Crowd passing jumped the same, landed by back Silver. Malaya banged the blade on Silver, quick 2 count. He drives Silver past the corner for a trade tag and sat there. Passes Silver across the ring by slam. But Silver fought back versus Silver Pass to get a hot tag to Uno. Uno took a pass and Milano many forearms to the head in the corner. Passed with all that, leaving Uno Milano in the ring. Uno hit something evil and Milano got the win. Mark Brussels, the favorite Garson in a proving ground match. Earned the show. Nair interviewed Garson, Captain Mario backstage. Nair but close mask, they ever plan to give it back? Nope. Maria says that Garson needed to focus on the match and they left. This is a proving ground match. If Garson could last 10 minutes to beat Briscoe, gets the ROH World title match for future day. Briscoe to a winner's welcome. Heroes welcome to his title offense. Briscoe fired up, so the audience. Briscoe also showed off the brand new world title belt, complete with custom cameo part in the ladder. One doesn't really wrestle but Briscoe, one just surviving. Evident that Briscoe had back where he knew he hit him. Garson retreats according to the sound of Briscoe's shot. Nick Kung Fu moves. Briscoe unleashes hard hitting style over Garson. On the outside, Garson recovered Briscoe's hat. After turning, Briscoe holds in the ring. The hardest part in the ring, Maria starts to protect Garson. Back in the ring, but strapped by Carter, letting Garson double hex handle. Chant knocking out the feet. Briscoe brought back, does dump Garson to the outside, charger chest. And Briscoe dropped both of them. Back in the ring, Briscoe hit a huge barrier, followed by J.J. Wheeler and Garrison. Title shot holds were crushed. 1, 2, 3. And yeah, that was pretty much. Wait. Yeah, that was pretty much Ring of Honor. So next, I will review SmackDown and Rampage. Alright, let's record SmackDown. This week's SmackDown we had Sokola. Sokola started to take over the Bloodline. Rhodes versus Styles set. Sokola didn't take matters to his own hands. AJ Styles heads to Backlash. Sokola's ready to rule WWE SmackDown Iron Fist. Once the Bloodlines enforce Sokola, referred to as his rise chief in spite of Romans and Heyman. Sokola former introduced Heyman to Tomatonga, the latest member of the Bloodline. Continued to take matters in his own hand with Rebel of Violence, more extreme than ruling family has been in the past. But Heyman, clearly distressed, headed to power struggle team Reigns and Sokola. SmackDown also holds a number of contenders match, where Cody runs Sunstreet to a championship match. H Styles Revenge lost to LA Knight, punching has taken the main event Backlash. Let's go, let's start. Let's go to the Sokola Gold Pool, my boss on the Bloodline Rose versus Downset. So Sokola riding the arena solo, looks for limousine, the Bloodline Forcer wore a silk suit, probably for leader and then lackey. Sokola introduced Jared Heyman to a Tamatanga, describing him as an MFT, the internet, and his writer were confused about Akram. Sokola demanded that Heyman takes him to see Kevin Owens, who treated the Bloodline disrespectfully during the brief interruption last week. Heyman later informed Sokola he could not find Owens. He spears Sokola to make his way to the ring. Heyman implored Sokola to mind his place. Sokola's decision make power to Tom. She one day belongs to Sokola. Today, that power belongs to Reigns. Sokola essentially told Heyman to hold his tongue and make his entrance. Sokola snatched a microphone from Heyman and his wise men tried to explain the political state of the Bloodline. Sokola cut the card of booze chance we all Roman to make his address. Sokola said he has to lose one brother in Jimmy Uso. Rui and Tonga brutally attacked last week to find another in Tonga. Sokola then introduced Tonga, who arrived on stage with bloody and wounded Owens. Tonga and Sokola died deliver a finishing blow to a steel chair, but are cut off by a sound manager and Aldis and the officials backstage. Aldis alerted Heyman to two bonded rental cars, one belonged to Tonga, others to Owens. All this told Heyman the matters are settled in the ring of SmackDown. There must be really a Bloodline for next week's draft. Draft. Okay, before we go to the main event. Alright, A-Town's owner presented with the new WWE Tag Team Champions. Triple H Levesque replaced the SmackDown Tag Team titles with these new belts. You probably see them this week. Okay, Street Profits defeated Legado Fantasma, New Country Republic, and Tully Payne by pinfall to become number one contenders for the WWE Tag Team Champions. Santos Escobar defeated Carlito after hitting a Phantom Driver. Jay Gargill, Michael Biller got into altercation with the Genesis Control and the Skybox. WWE Champ, Women's Champion Bayley and Naomi in a no contest at Tiffany Stratton attacked both superstars. The WWE draft will begin next week on SmackDown. Alright, now we go straight to the match, AJ Styles versus LA Knight. After hitting a phenomenal forearm, Knight and AJ Styles met in the final. On the mini tournament crown, the Rhodes first talent challenger. Knight then had psychological edge after beating Styles at WrestleMania. It was an eventful contest down to Buzzkiller. Knight appeared to have the match, but the Styles dropped the BFT and fended an injury. Styles used the cover to provide concern. I afraid to poke Knight in the eye, landed a forearm. Styles was Rhodes for the Undisputed WWE Universal Champion. Backlash. Later. Okay. Ready to go for the... I hate Ricky. I hate Ricky. Take a freaking caffeine out of here. Okay, later pre-tape run for London. Prince also monitoring Bret Hart for the first 1-1 counter. Contract signing. The bling. Being with him. He'll never record me. Her pain being with him. Oh Lord, let's go, girl. Paper. Pretty long the makeup on you. You hurt me. Your burn heart is damaged. I don't know why I'm stuck with you. Later. Here. Oh, Jesus. This is all I began. Yeah. Police arrested her again. Later promo. Rose will pair Styles with modern-day Bret Hart and fire their first one-on-one match. Contract sign will take place on SmackDown next week. The Bloodline's ability to stay relevant for the long is fascinating. Sokoa continues to strike out solo, likely leading to a power struggle on the Reigns. Sokoa has been a presented at force. Some later, his Iron Fist style central development is enforcer. It's a wonderful contrast to Reigns' more mindful measure as a Chia Chief. WI also delivers credit for Miz power rising. Tonga has a ruthless, effective cleaner. The build to Rhodes with his styles straightforward. Still, is a good sign that Rhodes pointed out the first time nature of the counter. Expect the feud to build on their reputation top workers. Direct their efforts for Bullet Club and the dream match potential. And, Yeah, and that was SmackDown. That was my SmackDown review. So, well, because this is weird because Rampage Smack and Collision and Rampage were on Saturday last night. And it's weird, Rampage was on Friday, but this week is going to be on Saturday. Aired on Saturday. Rampage and Collision aired on Saturday. So that's weird, but next we go straight to Collision and then Rampage. Alright, let's go to the Collision. So we got a double Collision. So yeah. Collision and Rampage. One show. Okay, Collision and Rampage. So, yeah. Sunday versus Dynasty pay-per-view. Before we get there, we got a pre-empt episode of Rampage after Collision to give us 3 hours of Saturday night grasp. So here is the current show card. Rampage Collision. BCC versus Castman. FDR Pac versus the Elite. Pac Andrade versus Copeland, Mark Briscoe, and Kingston. I'm trying to find the gun. I blew with Ilya Hirsch. Kusakasaki with Emi Sakura. Kyle Ryan, Danny Magic, Mirror from Spirit Kingdom. That'll happen. Hopefully, I'm back on Kingston.
dry little hot squash.
Hope it's entrance, I'm just doing so. Your best chance to check on dry Valentine Don Martin. Dry the Dekari K post, dry get Briscoe. Sugar form of sock coming to control. Air starts to sell it for the young opponents. On the right, using the top pop of Firefly boot at the end double two thing. Has half was pretty set forward, everything broke down towards the end. Free for all, and then Briscoe getting the pin for his team. It was a bit fun little warm up for the trio that will take on House of Black. They'll take on House of Black tonight. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, after this. At this episode podcast, there will be a Dynasty pay-per-view review on Tuesday or Monday. Watch out for those. Copa and Briscoe won. Mismatch saw a local town and CJ Barrett being squashed by Hobb. England took a time, playing and George Director away. Hawks win. I think it's being the crowd champ, everyone. Awesome. The one organic over CWE. All in all, is a Briscoe commander in matches of Harrius. Kings is quicker than people realize. Sales high fives are great. The 6-week play close on spot made fun. Didn't make sense. Never does stick stuff like this. Stuck out being contrived. The acclaim and the guns. Two former tag team. Chant away. Two tag teams. Alright, so two former tag teams. The two former tag teams set traced off Trios bout Unification Sunday. The Bowens, Castle Place, Austin Colton, J.Y. Daddy Ass were far away. Kane controlled by bringing guns in the rain hard way, but he was about to get out of hand. This is a battle we haven't seen in the EWC times. So fresh, season match. Started this time could have been used somewhere else. Pay-per-view match Sunday, wanted to claim versus BCG. Been addressed quick video promo. Doesn't look bad, but it's difficult to care about. All stakes were tossed about. The guns stole the win. Drago gave a tape polish to Taz Hook. He also signed a Uber Town Hook for the SCW title of Dynasty. Taz should make jokes about OJ Simpson, Donald Trump, and his rap. There's a real shame for a match with Chabon. Austin didn't seem to understand. Bunk has a brawl. Danielson can know that's a nose. Making an entrance. Veteran Kondoski attacked and started the Bunk has a brawl crowd. The bat was still all over the place. Of a weapon. Dancing means that it took a cord to choke. Retro around the ringside did with Jonathan Roberts from necktie years ago. Megan Dragon busted up. Not sure he had a chair in his hand. Talisman focused on the Swiss. Focusing on the Swiss Superman. It was a one-dimensional match. Drew was super easy to follow. Everyone looked at him. Valve fan defense. They love stipulation of the crowd. Entertaining performance. The Hobbs came out, attacked Danielson, Castellani, but ran. Moxley ran through the crowd, started brawling. Wild didn't hate him. Oh, I hope Rod in hell. My daughter. All things planned to out of sight. Try to win for a team. I'm not gonna do this no more. BCC to be in the Cavs family. My foster dad. I'm stuck with my foster dad. Dancing. Spray had a brief exchange backstage. Osprey tried to say nothing to do with the Caliphant attack BCC, but Dancing didn't believe him. Tony Storm appeared in full color dressed on the Rosa. Castan only held to clean up some garbage. The match was hilarious. The way Takashi rolled over a chair, I heard the end was perfect. Yeah, Hirsch vs. Sky Blue. After a promo from Nil and Naiga, we saw Hard Company Blue to the stage and all the way to the ring. Blue rushed at Hirsch, a running kick, the chair layup, no wonder from strikes away. Hurst caught the kind of blue hit her right knee. Scared bump and blue hit her head on her. Recorded victory with a submission that was quick but decent. Blue defeated Hurst. Hurst had a great entrance. You could tell her she knew she wouldn't land a suicide dive. She slowed down for getting to the ropes. Hurst determined to the top rope didn't go to plan. Blue seemed like she was okay. The Elite versus FDR and Power. The main event of closing part of the show was Jakarta, Matthew Nichols taking on Hardwick, Cash, and Wheeler and Pack. Both teams got to get a fair amount of offense for a commercial break. Team felt like a clear advantage. We had some double team triple spots that came in rare intervals. Got a few funny moments along the way, too. A lot like this match, but like a couple of bouts, the outcome felt meaningless with Dynasty, where all the talents were on the line. Other funny and quizzical bout. Pocket, Black Arrow for the win. Nancy Garcia helped an Elite get attack to help FTR Pack at the advantage. The Elite used Cody Rhodes Oliveira kind of funny. But I may use it out of it in AEW owners. So yeah. It was the spot that FTR did a boxing core was hilarious and effective. Now we go to Rampage. Rampage opened with a high flying 420 mission fatal 4-way. RVD, Lee Johnson in custody. Amanda didn't seem to be Rachel Rules better. Listening about, so AEW is a clear one excuse to make some mirror around jokes. RVD is quick and advertised. RVD made his brand years ago, but he did a job keep up three young guys, specifically younger. Cassie Johnson were eliminated, bringing out RVD and Commander. Put up a good effort, but RVD beat him with a 5-star frog smash. It was alright, but some kind of prize would make more sense. Mark Quinn put on some muscle. If you look in terms of AEW debut now, you'll see a big difference. Johnson being married to Julia Hart in real life, so I got Julia X, the position of characters. Commander missed a penny comment early on, but quite quickly. RVD had some two sloppy moments. He could still go. Yuka Sakazaki versus Emi Sakura. Suzuki Sakura met for singles about this week. Sakura's first appearance on TV for the AEW in 2024. Sakura went after a young opponent, but Sasaki adapted to accept the mission. Fortunately, Sakazaki took a message to outside. Referee made Sakura back out. She recovered. She walked to her bearings back. Sakura chased her. It was a couple of minutes. Then she continued the match. Worked through the back. Break all this made Suzuki look a bad fighter. But hard to tell what's real, what's selling. And sometimes to the drama, the pacing was affected. The finish was a bit strange. Suzuki got the pin. The crowd looked happy. Suzuki defeated Sakura. Sakura should bring back Freddie Mercury look. Well, they also had the Angelica Parker Ruby Soho was showing us announcing the pregnancy last week. So yeah, pretty good. So the eighth event of this is O'Reilly, Merrill, Danny Magic versus Tavian Bennett, and Strong. Strong! I'm saying strong! Sorry, I just... Okay, we're back. Main event of Rampage portion saw O'Reilly team with Romero and Daddy taking on Magic, taking on Spirit Kingdom. Carol was angry, started for his team, but Strong didn't give him savage and then he only tagged on Romero once in the ring instead. In my opinion, I like King of the Ring season 1. I like King of the Hill season 1 better. Like 1 through 4. I like those seasons. The early seasons. Those are the early seasons I like. And the battle plays exactly like each baby face got a chance to dish out. Attribution, heals, control, base, quizzes. All that solid, so I'm really giving strength. Blazer. Opponents saw Rally had best chance so far. Scored a win. Core scored a win for his team at Armbar Bennett. O'Reilly, Mero, Danny Magic defeated NXT Kingdom. Bennett was being vocal to his match. Bennett's double team powerbomb was good. Here's this. Alright, the five final word. This week's collision. Rampage double feature. Good job selling most confused for Dynasty pay per view. Match set out. The Bunkhouse Bros, K.I. Mess, Nestle, all go four competitors. Back, which is memorable. Matches in less than 24 hours. Yeah, entertaining ass. The best night was AEW playing Angela Parker. So I was browsing their pregnancy. Post wrestling is a high professional world, but most like this reminds how important people, not super figures, we sometimes see them in the ring. So yeah, that was that was Collision Rampage review, double review. And that's it for the podcast. I'll see you next Sunday. And again, look out for my Dynasty pay-per-view review on most either Monday or Tuesday. Mostly you'll see it on Monday if I have the energy, if I can bust up the energy. So keep a heads up for that. Keep a heads up for that.